Hello, everyone. Today is a recording on something very significant, a very subtle dynamic that is likely playing a major role in your lives or the lives of those around you. The dynamic is called challenge. Very often, we experience challenge in this world. It's very likely that you may look around you and see many challenges, including how to live your life in a world that is so drastically reconstructing itself. Another way of looking at that is the phoenix burning up, becoming ash, and preparing to rise again. There may be relationships in your life that are recalibrating. And on an energetic level, that sounds like a clean process, but with respect to the story on the stage of this particular world, it can feel like a very bumpy, emotionally volatile experience at times, perhaps even one associated with grief and the mourning of what once was and no longer seems to be. Challenge can be seen everywhere if that is what you are looking for. Challenge can seem to come to you from every direction without knowing why. Challenge is associated with a very profoundly potent and deeply integrated program that all of us have been exposed to for an incredibly long, long time, far beyond a single life. Challenge is often the initial stage of reaping the rewards or the gifts that come at the other end of this experience called challenge. Very often when we speak in conversation about what life is showing up as in our realities, the concept of challenges often comes up. And invariably, there is always a reference to the fact that within the challenge is a hidden gift, or there are gifts in the challenge. Observe this dynamic carefully. If you believe, and for those seeking into being, you will know what believe means. It's quite a loaded term. If you believe that in challenge exist gifts for us to receive, then by nature, it is quite likely that the reality that you create for yourself is one rich in opportunities to receive these gifts. And this implies that your reality is also rich in challenge. But what if challenge wasn't necessary? What if resistance and struggle and arduous journeys up hills, pushing boulders, leading to exhaustion and overwhelm, and very often disappointment before we see those gifts somewhere in the horizon? What if none of that was necessary? What if you were able to access tremendous, profound gifts that are at your fingertips in every moment without needing to go through the cycle of challenge? What would your life look like then without challenge? Pause the recording for a moment and reflect on this scene. A life lived without challenge. And then return once you're ready. If we live in a world where the reality we project into this illusion of physical space and time does not contain challenge, then what does it contain? If most of our realities are fraught with challenge because there are oh so many gifts embedded within them, and oh, do we ever want to seek out and find those gifts. If that isn't our reality, then what will we do with our time? What will we fill our days with if there are no challenges to experience? Could it be that in that process of shedding all belief systems associated with the value of challenge, we result in being in this world? Capital B for being. What if all that space that's created with the dissolution of the need for challenge is very simply the space we afford ourselves to create? But it's not so simple, is it? For to feel the space is a very important initial step. And to look at our response or reaction to the creation of that space is also very important. The human will very often want to fill that space with things, thoughts, physical items, whatever needed to fill the void, fill the gap, fill the hole. Sometimes, yes, creating space can result in a sense of loss, of mourning, of grief. To allow that mourning and that grief to simply be enables you to witness it as it dissipates as quickly as it came sometimes. And then, of course, giving ourselves permission to play the role of creator incarnate is quite fundamental on the journey every one of us takes when we engage with the concept of creation. Creation is arguably the point of our being here. It is the reason for why we have come into embodiment. What each of us is to create is a very interesting question, and this connects very deeply with the reason for each one of us having designed the lives we lead. To create means to be willing to stand in our power, acknowledge it for what it is, an expression of our infinite nature as spirit, formless consciousness. And then wield that power to serve, to contribute something of value to the evolution of humanity. But if we are caught in a perpetual cycle of believing that challenge reaps reward and that things must be difficult to be of any value, then we simply recreate the experience of facing challenge or having it done to you, however you perceive it, and then eventually getting to the point where you can perhaps reap a reward or find a gift in the experience. So, I invite you to examine your relationship with this construct of challenge, and maybe even take it a step further and evaluate your relationship with this thing called creation. If why you are here is to contribute, perhaps there has never been a better moment than this one to relinquish any beliefs around the need to experience challenge and see what happens with the space you create.